stumbled in the darkness. I'm lost and alone. Though I said I'd go before us, show the way back home. Is there a light up ahead? I can't hold on very long. Forgive me, pretty baby, but I always take the long way home.
It's Friday, September 9th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. On Fridays, the First Baptist Daily, we would take one of your questions. Now, today's question reads, there's a movie called All Dogs Go to Heaven. Is that true? Will animals, including our pets, go to heaven? There was a country music band when I was growing up called Confederate Railroad, and they sang a song that had the lyrics, "She never cried when Old Yeller died, and I ain't gonna cry when she's gone." Now, anyone who's watched Old Yeller either cried or you just don't have a heart. All right. There is something in us. There is a God-given affection in all of us for animals. I remember three specific dogs that I had growing up: Stump, Bocephus, and Presley. Now, I'm not even a big fan of pets, but I remember what it felt like when they died. It was sad. It makes sense then why some people who lose a pet, for them it feels like a death in the family. So this is a good question today, and it really brings up a bigger question. What will heaven be like? Well, it won't be some spaceless place where we float on the clouds. After the final judgment, believers having our glorified bodies, believers will live in the presence of God forever. The Bible explains that this will take place in the new heavens and the new earth, so an entirely renewed creation. Revelation 21:1 says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." But listen, in the next verse, it states that there will be a kind of oneness of heaven and earth, a joining together of heaven and earth. The author sees the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And then in verse 3, he hears a loud voice saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." So heaven and earth will join in this new creation, and it is there that we will live in the presence of God. Heaven is a place, not just a state of mind, it's a place. And in this place, there will be animals. See, animals are important to God, and we know this because God made them, and God always does what is right, and He always does what is good. Genesis 1:25 says, "God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good." I like what Randy Alcorn says. He says this, "Animals were important in Eden. Therefore, unless there's revelation to the contrary, the principle of continuity suggests that they'll be important on the new earth." See, the curse of Genesis 3 will be lifted, so there will be no enmity between animals and humans. Now, I think it is important to note that there is certainly a difference between animals and humans. Humans are made in God's image. Animals are not. Humans are held responsible for their actions and will be judged accordingly. Christ came to die in the place of humans who would place their trust in Him. So the big question, here's the big question. Am I going to see Old Yeller, Stump, Bocephus, and Presley in heaven? Well, here's what I know. We will be filled with joy in the presence of God. Heaven is a real place with material things. Animals will be there. If God wants to recreate, not resurrect, but recreate a pet, He surely can do so. But listen to me. Ultimately, everything that you love about your dog or cat is found in God Himself, and He will be all you need and all you ever desired. If you are without any beloved pet in the new heavens and earth. You will not feel any lack, because God Himself will fill every desire of your heart perfectly as a source of all good things you seek. May we enjoy all the gifts of life, even pets, but that we would enjoy them as a springboard to worship the giver of all these good gifts, God Himself. And in so doing, make great the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.
I put food on the table and a roof overhead, but I traded all tomorrow for the highway instead. Watch your back if I should tell. Your love's the only thing I'd ever known. One thing's for sure, sweet baby, I always take the long